You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Deanne Connolly-Graham on the line, and she's founder and president over at ROI Media Consultants. Deanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so excited to get today's topic, so the evolution of networking. But before we do that, let's get a little bit further into what you're doing over at ROI Media Consultants. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. We are a business development company. So basically what that means is I focus on making advantageous introductions for people that want to work with me. So I'm able to put my clients in front of decision makers, the people they need to meet to advance their business, or potential end users.
Man, that's exciting. And that's the reason why you're the one that I want on this show today for this topic. So the evolution of networking. You couldn't do what you do for your clients and also yourself without being an expert networker. So where do you want to start with this topic?
Well, I will start with just a little bit of background. I was working for over 20 years with a local publishing company. And when 9/11 hit, I was the office manager. And when 9/11 hit, I was given the option of looking for another job or becoming a salesperson. So because I'd been there for so long, I knew the publication well. I did not want to be looking for another job in that environment. So I did start doing sales, but I wanted to do it in a more relationship-minded way. So rather than cold calling, telemarketing, trudging up and down with a briefcase, I became involved with a number of chambers, organizations, business associations that are expecting you to talk about their business. And what I found was that not only effective, but it was a lot more fun. So going to networkers and meeting people in their business environment, becoming involved on committees, becoming leadership in certain chambers was a way that I was able to, during a time when no one was buying advertising, to actually increase sales 20,000 year over year. And so it was an eye-opening experience for me. As I say, with networking, I realized that's a more efficient way to get business. People are expecting you to speak to them, and they're much more open to hearing what you have to say. But there's also, with networking, you also have to be careful because I have found that people tend to do it incorrectly. They don't consider it the work. They forget the work part. So I encourage people that do join organizations to treat it as a marketing strategy, that you are there to meet people, not to eat and drink. You're not there to hang out with people you already know, unless you're developing a relationship. And you are also encouraged to get on committees so that you can work toe-to-toe with people, get down there in the trenches, and show what you're capable of without selling. So you're not, you know, not to be constantly selling, but more important to create those relationships.
Man, I love that. And those tips are so, I mean, I'm not the only one listening to this right now or listening to what you just said that cringed a little bit because I feel like we've all made those errors at some point. Like I'm thinking to myself, oh, that food was so good though that I forgot what I was there to do. And then single thing that you just now said, I probably have made that mistake at some point in my life and paid for it. So I'm glad you brought those up. Where do you think that a lot of people, and I know this is going to vary, by the way, from you know, person to person, size of company, business they're in, experience, age, a lot of these things are going to vary, right? But I think certain themes kind of tend to apply over time. Where do you think people make their big error in their overall, let's say, networking strategy?
And not being prepared.
Mm.
One of the things that you should do before going to a network, or depending again on the industry you're in, is seeing how you can find out who will be there. Planning ahead, who do you want to meet when you get there? Eat before you get there. Do not go to a networker hungry. Do not drink. If you do want to nurse one glass of wine, that's fine. But again, the work part is what people need to be focusing on. It's a good idea. A lot of organizations will have an RSVP list so that you can access and see who's going to be there. And again, plan your strategy. Who is it that I need to meet here, and go with that intention? The other mistake that people sometimes make is they're running around just passing out their business card. No. Stand and talk. Spend time with people. It's much more important to make 3 or 4 quality connections than run around and throw your business card at everyone, because that card is going in the garbage if you have not created a relationship.
That's how it's been done for many years, when if people are doing it right. But I'm glad you gave us the context and kind of the starting point. So now, how does this evolution look that more and more people are going online?
Right. So it's actually very interesting that more and more people are using online and technology. It brings another set of issues and challenges. But the great thing is that we have these wonderful platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, if they're used properly, can be even more advantageous for networking. So no one wants to see what I had for breakfast. I'm not posting my cat videos. I'm using my social media platform as another form of marketing. But again, you don't want to be constantly selling. You use the platforms to create relationships, and you meet people where they are. So LinkedIn, as we all know, is more of a professional platform. So that's a platform I always encourage business people to cultivate. Make sure your profile is clear and clean. You have a professional headshot. You're up to date if you've gotten awards of nonprofits you're involved in. Post articles. Tap into the industry that you want to work with and post relevant articles so that people will look to you as a resource. The same thing with Instagram and Facebook. Those are a little bit more of a slippery slope to kind of get into personal things and politics and so on. Stay away from that. Keep your posting very professional. You do not want to post a photo of you at your latest party, acting kind of wild. That's not what you should be using your social media for. And also, you can create a network that's very professional. Look and see who are the people that maybe you won't have a chance to meet in person, but you can certainly engage with them online. What are their interests? What groups do they belong to? And ingratiate yourself, again, genuinely. You know, I tell people, don't fake interest. If I don't like golf, I'm not going to pretend I like golf, because it's going to come out pretty soon, pretty quickly, and then your credibility is shot. So be authentic in what you, and most people will have an interest that you would have an interest in. Be authentic about that connection and create that relationship online.
I love it. And let's just talk just a little bit more about, in my opinion, and I tell people this all the time, about the importance of LinkedIn and what that can mean for them and do for their brand. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Yes, LinkedIn is fantastic in that, again, it's almost always professional people that are there, and very managerial CEOs, presidents are on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an opportunity to connect with them where you may not, again, may not be able to in person, but you want to make it valuable to be connected to you. So again, if you post articles, and maybe you're not a great writer, but you can repost. If someone writes something that's interesting, repost it, make a comment. If the person that you are interested in meeting is pretty active and posts things, comment on it. Make a reference to it. Use it as a way to create a genuine relationship when you might not, again, be meeting in person. But LinkedIn, I would encourage people to definitely get a profile if you don't have one and really fine-tune it. Make it something that showcases you in the best light. It's not a place to be humble. You do want to let people know what your accomplishments are. And put videos on there. That's something I haven't done myself yet, but I'm hearing from other people that if you're able to put a video, a short one, doesn't need to be anything lengthy, podcast, which you're an expert at, is also very effective. People are more and more listening to podcasts, watching videos, and if you can fine-tune that, and again, it doesn't have to be perfect. People want authenticity more than, you know, the perfect editing or the perfect lighting. If you have something substantive to say, say it and put it out there.
That's awesome. And don't worry, you're going to have a whole video from this episode. So don't worry, you got some video now there for you, Dan. So that'll help you break the ice there. So excited, and we're happy to do that for you for coming on and sharing your expertise. So that being said,
I do want to add one more thing, by the way, that sometimes we lose sight of that's old school, but is definitely making a comeback and should make a comeback, is the handwritten note. Sending someone a handwritten note is so powerful because most people don't do it anymore. And I want to encourage everyone, if you see something, an article, something that is about someone that you want to meet or someone you want to develop a strong relationship with, cut it out. I know people don't use the newspaper anymore or print it off of a digital platform and put it in a handwritten note, in a card. You would be amazed. They don't teach handwriting in school anymore. I'm worried about our children. They're not going to know how to do a handwritten note. But it's very, very impressive when someone receives a handwritten note because people have forgotten that as a lost art.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And that was one of my favorite things to do when I first graduated college, was making sure that I wrote a handwritten note to each one of my clients whenever they came on board, or like a thank you. I always did that. And I can't tell you how much business I got from that throughout the years. And I'll tell you a funny one too on my end. And I don't know anybody else has done this, but especially as you get to know your clients, start asking them for stuff. I always used to ask, I'd be like, they're going on vacation or something, I'd be like, all right, don't forget my postcard, don't forget. And you'd be so surprised. I have stacks and stacks of postcards from people, and it's funny, but people want to share their lives with you too. They want to just, you know, you to be a part of it. So if you create, think of it as creating your community. So when I say networking now, I'm always telling people, I'm like, I don't even like the word. I know it's the word and we have to use it, but just think, I like to think of it as expanding your community. So you're out there, and if you're, you know, you're thinking about if you want to connect with somebody, like, would you want them to be part of your community? Would you want to share a meal with this person? Would you want to, I mean, if you start looking at things like that, then I feel like your bonds and your connections, they just become that much more meaningful over time.
100%. 100%.
So Deanne, if somebody is listening to this, and they want more information on, speaking of connecting, on connecting with you and ROI Media Consultants, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up?
Well, I do have a website. It is ROI Media Consultants, that's with an S, INC, Inc.com. On my website are all of my social media handles, and I love to connect with people on my social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and I just started a YouTube channel. So all of those handles are on my website. I do have strong connections with the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce. I'm the chair of their Women's Business Council. So I want to encourage people, again, the importance of belonging to business organizations, that the Miami Beach Chamber is doing some amazing work with our city in developing webinars and informational platforms that are great to tap into. And many other organizations are doing that as well. Another way to bring your networking online is to tap into those webinars. You'd be surprised to know the people that tune in and that you have something in common. You can discuss afterwards, you know, what did you think of this, or what was your thought about that? That's another way to connect with people through these webinars and these Zoom meetings and GoTo meetings that is becoming very prevalent now.
Fantastic. Well, Deanne, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff that you're doing over at ROI Media Consultants. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review in the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. I mean, love to know what kind of things you're working on and what kind of products you have going. And Deanne, thanks again for coming on the show.